Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our city council meeting. Tonight, the Pledge of Allegiance will be recited by Councilmember Sears.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Bob. Roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Here.
Councilmember Sears?
Here.
Councilmember Dewey is absent. Councilmember Zimmer?
Here.
Councilmember Ward?
Here.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Here.
Councilmember Gibbons?
Here.
Mr. Hessel, would you like to enter into the minutes statement about the council meeting remotely during an emergency?
Would, Mayor. Section 610.015 of the Missouri Sunshine Law provides that members of the city council who are not physically present in the council chambers can participate and vote on all matters when an emergency exists and the nature of the emergency is stated in the minutes. So I'd ask that the minutes again reflect that we are still in this pandemic, particularly with the Delta variant. And as a result of that, the city council is meeting remotely for their own safety as well as safety of the general public.
John? We will now go straight to public comments.
The public comments portion of the meeting is an opportunity for the city council to listen to comments from citizens. It is not a question and answer session, and the city council will not respond to comments or answer questions during this period. The mayor may refer any matter brought up to the city council, to the chief administrative officer, or city clerk if action is needed. If there is anybody wishing to make a public comment, if you would please state your name and address for the record. Thank you.
Thank you, Laurie. Bernie, do we have anyone wishing to speak?
There is one, Carolyn Burke.
All right.
Good evening.
Good evening, Carolyn.
My name is Carolyn Burke, and I live at 705 Dixon Street. I would like to start a discussion about security cameras that are used as surveillance on private spaces. I agree that my next door neighbor has a right to install security cameras to ensure her safety from crime and trespassing. But placing six cameras on the property line we share, where one points directly to my side door and living room window, and another to my backyard patio, feels like an invasion of my privacy. I can't help but feel like I'm being watched on and in an active side of my living space. An ordinance needs to be written with specifics on security cameras versus surveillance cameras in private spaces versus public or business spaces. I understand cameras pointing at our own garage, our own porch, our own gate, our own doors and exits, to guard against trespassing in these places, and that they could be of criminal nature and used to monitor our kids, the swimming pool. I understand that certain cameras point at our neighbors, but not within 25 to 35 feet, as in my case. Most point to public spaces, such as the street, sidewalk, and driveways, or they point to our own private spaces, with the background being that of our neighbors. What if the resident has a criminal record, such as stalking, pedophile, rape, even a restraining order? What if my household had small children that are being monitored? What if I am recorded doing a blooper and it gets on TikTok or on a TV show or social media? Rules need to be in place, such as a citizen deserves to be secure, but not watched. Security cameras can be quite sophisticated. A person can zoom in and out, and there is audio so one can listen in. And it's all about being recorded due to a sensor for motion or human face. Thank you for listening to my plea. You should have images of the two locations I feel should be removed, as it violates my private spaces. But this needs to be addressed to the community as a whole, and examined carefully. I invite any city council members and other city officials to my home to view what is an invasion of my privacy. Thank you.
Thank you.
There are no more hands.
All right, thank you, Freddie. All right, we will move on to the consent agenda. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda?
Move approval.
All right, we have a motion and a second. And Councilmember Ward, you wanted to take off item D, resolution 90, off the consent agenda?
Yes, sir.
All right, so we will place item D, resolution 9020, at the end of new business as item number 6. With that, is there all in favor of the consent agenda with item D removed? Please say aye.
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 All opposed?
Aye.
All right, motion passes. Move to unfinished business, Bill 10892.
Mayor and Council, this is an ordinance fixing and establishing the rate of taxation to be levied upon all real estate and certain tangible personal property in the city of Kirkwood, County of St. Louis, State of Missouri for the year 2021. For the maintenance of the Kirkwood Public Parks, for the Police and Firemen's Pension Fund, for general government services, and for businesses in the Special Business District.
All right, are there any questions or comments? All right, seeing none, roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Sears?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Gibbons?
Yes.
Bill passes, Bill 10893.
Mayor and Council, this is an ordinance fixing and establishing the rate of taxation to be levied upon all real estate and certain tangible personal property in the city of Kirkwood, County of St. Louis, State of Missouri for the year 2021 for the operation and maintenance of the Municipal Library District of Kirkwood.
All right, any questions or comments? All right, seeing none, roll call please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Sears?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Gibbons?
Yes.
Bill passes. Move to new business, Bill 10895.
Mayor and Council, this is an ordinance amending the Kirkwood Code of Ordinances, Chapter 14, Article 3, Section 14-166, to add language pertaining to driving while license or driving privilege is canceled, suspended, or revoked. Penalty.
Is there a motion for approval?
Move approval.
And a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any questions or comments on this bill? All right. Seeing none, all in favor of first reading, please say aye.
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 All opposed, say no. Motion passes. Bill 10896.
Mayor and Council, this is an ordinance amending the Kirkwood Code of Ordinances, Chapter 17, Article 5, Section 17-70, Conduct Constituting Disturbing Noises, Subsection A, by deleting its entirety and inserting a new subsection A.
All right. Is there a motion for approval?
Approval.
Is there a second? We got a motion and a second. I guess I'm going to make a few comments first, and I've expressed my opposition to Councilmember Gibbons, who asked for this. I think in my mind it's that you know, proverbial looking for you're having a solution when there is no problem, or however that is a solution without a problem. I just don't think this is going to be a big issue. And I see a lot of issues trying to basically focus it just on the places such as churches who are going to be doing, you know, the catering. I think there's just the idea of noise can be addressed without specific substances. I think the more specific that we get, especially on times, the harder it becomes to enforce. You know, I know it says the sounding of any backup danger warning on private property, on residentially zoned properties. I haven't checked all the churches. I don't know if all churches are in residentially zoned properties. We have schools that probably aren't. We even have, you know, drivers that it's not just trucks. Amazon drivers now have backup cameras. If they pull into somebody's driveway or in a condominium like ours during these hours and they have their backup lights, they would alarms, they would be in violation of this. I think this is just one of those that there really is not, you know, is not a problem. I don't anticipate a problem. And I just don't think this is a good idea. So I will be voting no on it. Any other council comments or questions on it? Councilmember Gibbons.
Well, Councilmember Dewey and I are sponsoring this bill, and we are allowing churches, commissaries in churches. Grace Church is in a residential area, and they were allowing them to be there from 7 a.m. until 11 o'clock at night. So my concern was from 7 o'clock at night to 11 o'clock at night, that there could be the backup beeping noises going on, again, on residential property. So that is why I have offered this bill. I don't think there are a lot of churches that are in residential, but I know that Grace, for example, is one that is. And again, it's just residential. It doesn't take into account commercial areas. I just think it's a way of providing the residents with peace of mind that even though there's going to be a lot of activity late at night, there won't be the sounds.
Any other council? Councilmember Sears.
Yeah, I think the premise that there will be a lot of activity and a lot of this going on, I just don't see it. It's also something that if it does become a big issue in our city that people are complaining about, then we can address it in some way. But to do it preemptively without a basis, which I think, you know, we're talking about small operations and a truck at night, you know, in some places on some nights. So anyway, I just don't see the premise for going forward with this, and for the reasons that the mayor has described.
Councilmember Ward.
Yeah, I generally like to get out in front of issues that, rather than and be proactive rather than reactive, and I can understand where Councilperson Gibbons wants to have that happen in this circumstance. I at this point, I don't see any particular hardship to the caterers who may be operating out of one of these churches. None of the churches are organized in ways that they have a dock that a vehicle would have to back up to. If that were the case, then I'd want a different approach to this, because it would almost make it impossible for some of those caterers to operate in those buildings. But given that they're all pull up, I don't see that this is going to really be a big burden to any businesses operating out of one of our churches. And if that does occur and it becomes problematic, then we can address it at that point. So I'm in support of it as it stands now.
Councilmember Zimmer.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. I don't see this as a particular hardship either. I question how often it happens. I think, honestly, there are other noises that occur that would be more disturbing than, you know, the backup beeping of a delivery vehicle. That being said, I'm okay with this. I think we need an overall approach to noise in the city of Kirkwood. We need to maybe take a bigger look at this and determine when we want noise and maybe when we want to give our residents some quiet time. I certainly don't think this will hurt, but I'd like to see kind of an overall approach. Do we want noise after 7? Do we want noise after 9 p.m.? You know, I think 7 a.m. is a bit early, in my opinion. But, you know, I don't think this is something that we're hearing a lot from our residents about now, but it's something that we may want to think about on a larger scale.
Any other council member questions or comments? All right, so we have a motion and second for Bill 10896. All in favor of Bill 10896, please say aye.
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 Okay. All opposed, say no. No. All right. So we have 6, so we have, I counted 3 in favor, is that correct? Yeah, in favor, raise your hands, just so Laurie can get it. In favor? All right, we got 3 in favor, and then opposed. All right, we have 3 opposed, so that is 3-3, so the bill does not pass. Requires 4 votes to pass. All right, move on to Bill 10897.
Mayor and Council, this is an ordinance appropriating $2,805,526 to the federal ARPA fund account and appropriate $500,000 to the machinery and equipment account, project number AD2202.
Is there a motion for approval?
Motion.
I got a motion and a second. Any questions or comments on this bill? All right. Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, say no. Bill passes first reading. Bill 10898.
Mayor and Council, this is an ordinance adopting a revised City of Kirkwood classification and pay plan.
Is your motion for approval?
Of approval.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any questions or comments on this bill? Councilmember Gibbons.
Well, I was trying to understand it. So we are eliminating a custodial position, but adding a manager position. So that's a big leap, it seems to me, in pay and classification and what have you. So is there does the budget allow for that? Where are those funds coming from and what have you?
So I'll be glad to answer that question, Ms. Gibbons. The budget for the Performing Arts Center was identified with a custodial position, a tech position, a technical coordinator, and a general manager. As we got into actual programming of events at the venue, and with the announcement of the new Karate Kid Broadway premiere, or pre-Broadway premiere, and the exceptional amount of bookings that our general manager, Rick Duplessis, has engineered there, we're a bit ahead of where we thought we would be in this fiscal year currently. There was always a contemplation for a person to be working directly under Rick in the form of an office or a business manager, but that was contemplated most likely to occur in the following fiscal year. However, we cannot wait until April. It's been considered, you know, we could wait till April, put it in next year's budget and so forth, but we've got a lot of events and a lot of, we have a good number of business or a good amount of business in that facility, stretching from wedding receptions to KTG, Kirkwood Theater Guild, to stages, to winter opera. We feel that it's just better at this time, and we are not losing a custodial staff member here. What we've done is we've converted that position, or at least the purpose of that position, to now a contracted work with a custodial company. So going forward, that's the direction we'll be going for custodial services, because they're able to allocate more people at certain times when we need them and so forth. A single custodian that was being shared basically with the recreation department was not probably the most optimal scenario as the building gets up and running to full capacity. This was a very sudden full capacity. I mean, we're talking about a building that opened up on July 17th, or July 16th, I believe, was the grand opening. So, you know, we're running at full capacity now in the span of just 2 months hence. And it's exciting, but we feel that it's appropriate, and we do have the funding within the budget to accommodate this. The budget had some other professional services that we're not needing to utilize in this fiscal year. So that funding will support the additional cost of an upgrade from the custodial position to the business manager position.
And the business manager will report to the general manager, is that correct?
That is correct. Be a second in charge.
No more questions.
Any other questions or comments from council? Council Member Sears.
With the unexpected bookings, you know, the early bookings that we necessarily didn't expect, isn't there revenue coming in that we didn't expect as well?
Yeah, I mean, every booking brings some revenue. It certainly will help bolster the overall operation of the venue. That is correct.
Do we have any idea how much more revenue is coming in than we anticipated at this time? Have we budgeted?
We really don't have a clear accounting of that at this point, because some of the business that has been booked currently will be in next fiscal year. Obviously, the Karate Kid, which was the big surprise announcement, or at least the unplanned aspect of it, starts April, May of next year. But Winter Opera and so forth, we were contemplating that, so that is budgeted.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anything else from council? All right, seeing nothing further, all in favor of Bill 10898, please say aye.
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 All opposed, say no. Bill passes first reading. Resolution 92-2021.
Mayor and Council, this is a resolution approving the final site plan for a mixed-use development in the B2 zoning district, located on the properties known as 416 through 432 North Kirkwood Road and 105 East Washington Avenue, and a site plan for a temporary bank facility at 128 West Washington Avenue, subject to certain conditions.
Is there a motion for approval?
So moved.
Is there a motion? Is there a second?
Second.
Is there a motion and a second? Russ, I don't know if you have anything to say, but if not, I've got a couple questions I'd like to ask Jonathan if he's available.
Yes, Jonathan's here for to answer any questions.
Gotcha. Jonathan, just a couple quick things for really more explanation purposes. What can you explain exactly what the council is considering tonight?
Sure. This is a request for final site plan in a mixed-use project in the B2 district, which in our code, it's essentially a two-part approval process. The first part, the approval was granted by the council in November of 2020 for the preliminary development plan. And that sets forth the overall parameters of the development, as well as any conditions that the council would put on it at that time. And the purpose of the final site plan is to provide additional detail to fill out that as they get further along in their design. But the way our code sets this procedure out is that if the final site plan is consistent, not identical to, but consistent with the preliminary development plan, there's no public hearing required, and it's reviewed, and as long as it's found to be consistent, it should be approved. So the fact that we're here tonight without a public hearing is based on the fact that staff reviewed the final site plan, found it to be consistent with there were changes from the preliminary to the final, but it was all within the parameters, in staff's opinion, all within the parameters of what was previously approved. Same number of units, not exceeding the building height, all those types of issues. Again, changes to the building design did occur, but it was all, in staff's opinion, consistent with the preliminary. So that was presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission. The majority of the Planning and Zoning Commission found the same, came to the same conclusion. They did recommend approval. So really the task tonight for the council is to determine whether or not, in your opinion, it's consistent with the preliminary plan. And if so, then it would be need to be approved.
John, let me ask you then exactly what I know Jonathan explained what we're considering in terms of voting. What I mean, staff has determined that the final site plan is consistent with the preliminary development plan. So
that is correct. And the city planning and zoning arrived at the same conclusion. So as Jonathan alluded to, that at this stage, the city council is to determine whether or not the final site plan is consistent with the preliminary plan and all the conditions that were imposed with respect to the preliminary plan. And I know that two members of the city council voted against the preliminary plan, against the project, but the matter before you this evening is not whether or not you're in favor of the project or against the project. And I know that puts some members of the council in an awkward position. But nevertheless, under our process, the preliminary plan has been approved subject to conditions. Now with the final development plan, the issue before the city council is this final site plan consistent with the preliminary plan and all the attendant conditions? Again, you've heard staff indicate to you that in their opinion, it is. You've heard planning and zoning report to you that they likewise believe that it is. So unless you're going, some member of the city council is going to find some condition, term, whatever, makes it inconsistent with the preliminary plan, then that's the only way the council should be voting no on this proposal.
Thank you. Thank you, John. All right. Questions or comments from council? Councilmember Gibbons.
Jonathan, I was wondering why one of the things that I really would like to see in Kirkwood, and you and I have talked about this a little bit, is just all the parking lots starting to have access to other parking lots, and it just the flow of traffic can be so much better. And why is it that this project is going to have a gate blocking access to the Alpine Shop parking lot from the back of this property?
Sure. Yeah. So the idea of cross access is definitely it has its benefits, and so I agree with you on that. The specific instance, the concern was one of the other conditions restricts the entrance on Kirkwood Road to right in, right out, which, and yes. the purpose was for that was so that people wouldn't queue on Kirkwood Road trying to turn left into the site. So if we would have allowed cross access at this point in the current state of Alpine Shop's property, people would have probably pretty quickly realized they could turn left into Alpine Shop and get to this development. So it was really in realization, we wanted the access for emergency services and potentially for future cross access. But at this point, without being able to limit the left in at Alpine Shop, we were afraid it would just push it down, you know, 100 feet or so, the condition we were trying to avoid.
Mm-hmm. I see. And then as far as the crosswalk goes, that is something that the city will determine is the best, where the best place is to put that. So it's not necessarily where we're seeing it on this.
That's right. Yeah, they're showing it to indicate that they understand it's a requirement and what it will entail. But yeah, the ultimate placement, it may not be exactly where it's shown. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was not in favor of this project. And while I really do support, I think there's people out there that don't think I do, but I do support putting some housing in our downtown area. I really believe that that's important. But to me, this project is too high and too dense. I know it meets the height code, but I still believe that it's too high. And I'm concerned about the neighbors, and we're setting a precedent of what can possibly happen in the future behind some of our residents. So I am going to be abstaining from this vote.
Any other council member comments or questions? Council member Zimmer.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. I did not vote for this project. However, it did pass. I spoke with the city staff and the city attorney regarding tonight's resolution, which is a vote stating whether this is or is not consistent with the original plan. And I have studied this thoroughly. And in my opinion, it is consistent, even though I was not I had reasons that I stated why I voted no, but they have made some slight changes, but it is still consistent, and I will be voting yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other council comments or questions? All right, seeing none, roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Sears?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Gibbons?
Abstain.
All right. Resolution passes. Now we'll move to the item from the consent agenda, Resolution 90-2021.
Mayor and Council, this is a resolution accepting the quote of Schaefer Electric Incorporated in the amount of $15,700 for the purchase and installation of an automatic transfer switch for the Kirkwood Performing Arts Center, and authorizing and directing the Director of Procurement to issue a purchase order.
Is there a motion for approval?
Move approval.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, we have a motion second. I'll go to Councilmember Ward first, since you requested this off the consent agenda.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. I had a question for Mr. Hawes. Is this price what we consider typical for emergency electric, you know, hookups on a facility, or do we have?
I would feel more comfortable with Mark Petty answering that question, because he does these types of hookups, and he works with Schaefer Electric, who is our on-call electric company. So I'm going to ask Mark to answer that if I could.
Yes, thank you. Yes, it is. It's consistent with the switch that we installed both at City Hall, the public services building, the utility building, and the new recreation maintenance building.
Okay, the other concern I have here, well, I've got a couple. One is that we, as I stated at one of our previous meetings about a month ago, so let's back up. About 4 months ago, I made a recommendation to the school district that they pursue, because they were doing work on all their buildings, some emergency generation connection on their facilities, and they got in touch with Mr. Petty, and I think they're underway on all of those buildings. That's important to us because the city just doesn't have any place for emergency shelter. And as sure as we're sitting here, someday we're going to get a visit from a tornado or some kind of conflagration that we're going to need some place to put our residents. And I just don't like the idea of us being the shot of one of the national TV crews saying, we don't have any place for you to go. We're sleeping on the street, that kind of thing. So let me fast forward from there. And I still believe we need to have that conversation, whether we can partner with the school district so we can have access to those facilities in that event. But the one largest facility that we have that the city owns is the community center. It doesn't have emergency generation connectivity. And I'm wondering why we couldn't have partnered this contract to cover both facilities.
We actually did spec and consider partnering both facilities. However, Mark ran the numbers and ran the requirements at the community center. And we saw the numbers that came through and really feel that might be better taken care of in the complete renovation of the community center that is being planned currently. So okay. Rather than attack it now and add it on to a building that will be totally changed, or at least largely changed, we feel it's better to do that as a comprehensive effort.
All right. Yeah, that makes total sense. Thank you. I just think we've not given a lot of thought and consideration to emergency preparedness in this event, and I think we need to focus on that.
We are definitely considering that.
Thank you, Councilmember Ward. Thank you. Any other council comments or questions on this? I see none. Roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Sears?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Gibbons?
Yes.
Resolution passes. Go to City Council reports. Just remind everyone, which I think everyone knows, Green Tree Festival starts tomorrow night, and we get to have it this year. Obviously, it was canceled last year, so we look forward to seeing everybody out there at the various festivities. Councilmember Zimmer, you had your hand up.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. Tonight, I'd like to do a quick report on Vision Zero. We recently had a meeting on September 8th. Studying our crash data for the last 10 years, using this information as we plan and move forward. We have some upcoming events. We have a virtual meeting where the public's invited to give your thoughts and comments Tuesday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. That is virtual. We also have some public events, the Farmers Market on September 25th from 9 a.m. to noon, and the police department will be having an open house on October 2nd from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. All of this information, as well as the September 28th virtual meeting information, can be found at the website kirkwoodvisionzero.com. And that's my report. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Do we have any other council comments or reports?
I'd like to say I witnessed a lot of joy and fun for those folks who like a machine that bumps a lot of bubbles into the air last weekend. in daylight and in darkness, they seem to have a great deal of fun. So that was the kickoff was a big success and was well attended. So glad to have been.
It was funny seeing you run through the bubbles, you know? I mean, with kids.
They can't get a bubble big enough. That's the problem.
All right. Anything else from council? All right. Chief Administrative Officer report.
I have nothing to report tonight, Mayor.
City Attorney report.
I have nothing to report, Mayor.
City Clerk report.
Yes, Your Honor, I have a couple of items. The first is the report of the September 15th, 2021 meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The following action was taken. By a vote of 5-0, the commission recommended approval of the request for the second one-year extension on a special use permit granted by ordinance 10627 for Audi Kirkwood at 10230 Manchester Road. Legislation will be drafted for council consideration. After a presentation by staff and Savoy Properties for a special use permit for outdoor use and site plan review for Four Hands slash down by the station at 150 West Argonne Drive, Commissioners Eagleton, Evans, and Scott were appointed to a subcommittee. The subcommittee is scheduled to hold a meeting on site on September 22nd at 8:30 a.m. And after a presentation by staff, the commission continued discussion of a zoning code text amendment regarding parking rates for educational institutions to October 6, 2021. And also to report on scheduled upcoming public hearings, we do not currently have any public hearings scheduled. And that's all I have, Your Honor.
Thank you, Laurie. With that, this is one of our 3-week intervals in meetings. The next city council meeting will take place at 7 p.m. on Thursday, October 7th, and this meeting is adjourned. Mm-hmm.